talking with Don Moeller, who is the executive director of the League of Kansas Municipalities. And first off, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you talked about in your presentation. One of them was Senate Bill 109. How does that affect communication between cities and those that represent them in Topeka?
Well, it doesn't allow for both entities and those cities themselves to really communicate with their legislators as we currently do. The issue of whether it's supported by public funds or not is, I think, a red herring. The long and short of it is that we have an intergovernmental system, and cities need to be able to petition their legislators as city officials, and they need to be able to have representatives of those cities petition as well.
Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about spending caps for cities. Where is the state overstepping its bounds, and how are they doing?
Well, the state isn't at this point imposing those. They have been imposed in some other states. The concern would be that if limitations on the ability of cities to raise or spend funds are imposed, that will keep cities from having the ability to adequately take care of their citizens and the public services that are required of everyone.
Mm-hmm. And how does that affect Garden City or areas like this compared to bigger areas?
Well,
I think
it would impact different cities differently. It all depends on how the individual cities are funded. Some cities have a larger dependence on the property tax. Some have more sales tax authority. That would all be part of this equation. But at the end of the day, we believe that local governments and their citizens need to make the determination about how to spend local funds and how much to raise.
Mm-hmm. Two last topics with Don Moeller. He is the executive director of the League of Kansas Municipalities. And I know a big one has been about this drive to move city elections to the fall. Why does the league think that's not a good idea?
The elections and for cities and schools have been in the springtime since statehood. It has worked well, we believe, in that large period of time. And we believe that for them to be moved, there needs to be a very compelling reason to do that, and we haven't heard that compelling reason yet.
A couple of the things, of course, that the opposition would say is participation would be better. But you're concerned about those elections locally being buried.
I think that the participation is always important, and we want as much participation as possible. But the question becomes, if the city or school election is buried at the bottom of the ticket, the issues are not aired publicly in the way that they are currently in the spring, then what would happen is that you may have more people voting, but they'll be uninformed voters, and I'm not sure that gives you a better result.
Would that save the state money, though, because you have a primary in August, isn't that right, and then you have the general election in November and then the spring election?
Early arguments from the proponents were that would save enormous amounts of money and that was a compelling reason for the change. But in fact, the state itself came up with a number, and the number was something like $30,000 statewide would be saved by this, rather than the million or so that was trumpeted at the beginning. $30,000 is not a very large amount of money in the scheme of things, and not a reason to move elections.
Mm-hmm. Last question, and I know it's a very serious issue where we've obviously seen the gun control fight come to Washington, and the guns that city employees have on their person while on the job. Where do you think this is going to lie out as we go into the next legislative session?
I think that'll be an issue. As I mentioned in my comments earlier, the current legislation that was passed just recently seems to have a conflict in it about the ability of cities and other local units of government to regulate the carrying concealed by employees while on duty. We believe they should be able to control their workplace and that this is a reasonable thing. I believe that will be something that's addressed by the Kansas legislature this coming year, and we certainly hope that they will choose to allow employers to make that choice.
How much confusion would that cause if somebody from Garden City is on a job in their city hall but has to do something official in another city hall that doesn't have that?
Well, it could cause some confusion, but at the end of the day, the fact is that if in fact they're not allowed to carry, that should be posted on the door when they come up to the buildings.
Mm-hmm. Don Muller, Executive Director of the League of Kansas Municipalities. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right.